Mic check, mic check, mic check. Mic check, mic check, mic check. I'm just trying to see if this thing gone. If this thing gone, then let me get some thumbs up. Let me get some hearts. Let me get a few comments. Whatever you want to do just to let me know that I'm coming through to you. You know what I'm talking about? And without further ado, I bring to you, this is season 4, episode 87. And y'all already know what my motto is. If you creating content online, if you don't learn how to do nothing else, learn how to monetize yourself. This going out to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever platform you choose, learn how to monetize yourself.
It's Squad DJ. DJ Fake. Zeno. They done let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you ready. Okay.
Hey, yo, what it do, y'all? It's your man, Casino Roulette. And I'm here to let y'all know, for a limited time only, we got the brand new glow-in-the-dark and cursive trauma survivor shirts. Listen, you can hit me up in my DM right now, or you can go over to the store and order them while supplies last. And while you're there, check out the brand new fruity B-side color shirts, B-side color pants, hoodies. Everything that you're looking for is right there at the store. But right now, it's all about the incursive print, glow-in-the-dark trauma survivor shirt. If you want one, hit me in my DM or visit the store and cop them while supplies last.
You gotta have patience. Like, that's the key. And once I locked on to that, I found out about that, it's like, nothing can't stop me now. Like, I don't rush nothing. Like, I don't rush nothing no more. I let time do everything.
Y'all seen what I did, right? I had to give a double hand salute. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we soldiers and we generals over here. And if you come to the show, if you engage with the show, then you deserve double hand salutes. You know what I'm talking about? It's your man Casino Roulette. That's CA$INOROULETTE. And you're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called the B-Side, goddammit. Now look, y'all seen my promo commercial at the beginning of the show. We got the Trauma Survivor t-shirts and everything on sale at the Trauma Survivor store. So if you've been through anything and survived, patronize us over at the Trauma Survivor store. We even got the B-side, like you heard me say, fruity colors and fruity flavors over there as well. So check it out. And matter of fact, my children's storybook is over there. Listen, in case you didn't know, I wrote a short story children's book some time ago, and it's even at my store. It's a lot of things over there that I forgot that we got over there, but just go over there and explore. And if it's something that you like, don't be afraid to cop it. You feel me? And also, we got discounts going. I think like 40% off. So look, 'tis the season to be jolly. Visit the store and cop whatever you like. And hey, hit me up in the DM. Y'all heard what I said about the incursive glow-in-the-dark trauma survivor shirts? Yeah, that's only exclusive through me. So hit me up in the DM if you want the exclusive glow-in-the-dark trauma survivor t-shirt. Now look, with that being said, man, I want to move into this thing called the B-side. Because tonight, my very first topic tonight addresses some of the things that people has been throwing around on social media. And what do I mean, some of the things people been throwing around on social media? Well, some time ago, y'all know, it rocked the internet. Spotify was adjusting the way that they was going to pay artists starting in 2024. And a lot of people been scrambling trying to figure out, oh, is the well running dry? Well, here's the thing about being in business. You should never try to operate your business just off of one source of income. Because when you do that, you're going to fall flat. See, every business, any business, if you ask me, starts off, you know, they might have their niche. They that product that just takes them through the stratosphere. Well, once they get up in the stratosphere, they realize that in order to sustain longevity, then you got to be able to maneuver. You got to be able to pivot at any given time when you're in business. And that's the beauty of being an independent artist. We can pivot. See, a major has to go that straight line. They're like a horse with blinders. They can't see to the left or the right of them because they're, you know, they locked in that contract. And when you locked in a contract, you got to do what they tell you to do. You understand what I'm saying? Me being an independent entrepreneur, a creator such as myself, nobody can control me. Nobody can control me. Nobody, you know, has the rein on my neck and can pull me back when they want me to fall back. Nah, I fall back when I want to fall back. In the words of Big Meech, a man with money has no time, but a man with time has no money. So with that being said, I do what I want to do because I can do what I want to do. You feel me? So if you understand that phrase, then you know what I'm talking about. So with that being said, man, I want to touch on this topic, like I said, about Spotify. They want to know if the well running dry. Well, I figured out something. And what I figured out is about to shock the internet. And when I say shock the internet, I'm talking about TikTok. See, when TikTok first came aboard, you know, everybody was like, oh, man, it's this. Oh, man, it's that. It ain't going to last long. Oh, it's a kiddie app. You know what I mean? But just like that, poof, TikTok, you know what I'm saying, appeared and disappeared and reappeared. And when it reappeared, it took off. See, TikTok went through some changes in the beginning. So the changes that it went through, it made it better. Now, if you ask me, it's doing it's changing again. And the way that it's changing this time, oh man, it's about to shock the internet. And let me show you exactly what I'm talking about. Look, check this out. Let's go ahead and get into the headlines because y'all know me. When I get into the headlines, I like to talk money. You feel me? Because that's the only thing that we all understand kind of the same. You know what I'm talking about? If it don't fold, then it ain't right. If it don't jingle, then something don't sound right. You know what I'm talking about? So it's all about the money, whether it's cash in hand or coins, you know what I'm talking about, in your palm. So let's get into the news, ladies and gentlemen. And y'all know that sound when it goes down is none other than what? Vault Talk. Now, being that this is Vault Talk and news that you can use, what news that we can use because we are a family, right? So look, check this out, family. This is what I found out over on TikTok. Over 75,000 artists in 20 plus countries can now sell concert tickets directly within the TikTok app. Now, this is something that's very, 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 very monumental. Why do I say that it's monumental? Well, you name an app, a social app, that is, where you can sell tickets. Now, you can sell clothes and things of that nature on other apps. But name an app where you can sell the tickets to where it's infused with the music. You understand what I'm saying? You see where I'm going? And in case you don't understand what I'm saying, or in case you can't see where I'm going, let me break it down with you. You know what I'm talking about? So let's get into this news right quick, because this is something that really caught my attention. And when it caught my attention, it was something that I feel like we all should pay attention to. In August 2022, TikTok struck up a ticketing partnership with Live Nation, owned by Ticketmaster, to allow TikTok users to buy concert tickets from within the TikTok app. So they experimented with this back in 2022. Now the companies are expanding the partnership into more than 20 new markets following the beta launch in the United States in 2022. See, this feature is available now for over 75,000 artists. And listen, 75,000 artists sounds like a lot, but it's very, very small when you think about the millions or the billions of people on this planet. And when you think about the millions of artists that, you know, upload music daily to Spotify, according to their numbers, it's like, what, 120-some thousand songs per day? And only 75,000 artists has this ability to do this. And in case you're wondering, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly is one of those artists. You feel me? And let me show you exactly what they are saying with this. So that way you know, I mean, I didn't get a chance to log it up onto the screen, but I'm going to show y'all. When you go into the app, you're able to see something similar to this. And what this says is that search for your favorite artist, team, venue, or event. Then hit add to video to return to TikTok. Now, this page is provided and operated by Ticketmaster, and your use is subject to Ticketmaster's terms of service and policy, and privacy policy, that is. Now, this right here is within the TikTok app. Now, only 75,000 people can do what I just showed you. The integration now launches in the UK, Ireland, Australia, Germany, France, Canada, Mexico, Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Italy, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, Switzerland, Spain, and Sweden. Now, certified artists such as myself on TikTok in those participating countries can now select Ticketmaster under the add link option before posting a video. Now, they can then search for any event on Ticketmaster, then select add to video to add the link. Once creators share their video, TikTok users will then see a get ticket button within the video description that directs users to buy tickets on Ticketmaster. So far, the partnership has seen ticketing campaigns for both established and emerging artists, comedians, and sports teams, including Nia Horan, The Coops, Burna Boy, and Shania Twain, that is. TikTok says that there have been more than 2.5 billion views of videos using the in-app feature by artists, sports teams, and event organizers since its beta launch. Now, the expansion of the partnership with Ticketmaster marks TikTok's latest move in the world of live events. With TikTok, by enabling fans to buy tickets directly through TikTok, we're giving artists the opportunity to reach ticket buyers in a whole new way and change the game for live events around the world. As we bring fans closer to the artists and events they love, we hope to deliver further value to all artists throughout all stages of their careers and provide more opportunities for a growing fan base. We are very excited to see how our partnership with Ticketmaster will develop over a period of time. Now, I'm going to end it right there because in closing, I want to say this. For those that didn't hear, check this out. Spotify is not, Spotify will hang around for some time, but it's not going to be the go-to streaming platform that it is right now. Follow me with what I'm saying. Some time ago, TikTok created its own streaming platform, Rezo. And with that streaming platform, they was testing things out, such as the re-release of the Death Row catalog with Snoop Dogg. Y'all remember when everything came off and then Snoop Dogg said that we're going to partner up with TikTok for 1 week. We're going to do exclusive, you know, just straight through TikTok where you can hear the catalog, and then the next week we're going to put it on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms, right? Saying that to say, TikTok has been testing things out along the way. And what they are gearing up for, I told y'all, once upon a time, I thought they was about to be a record label. Once upon a time, I thought they was about to be a, you know, middleman, so to speak, between the independent and the majors to be able to, you know, slide them right through. But what I see TikTok is becoming its own standalone streaming platform, distributor, discovering, you know, emerging artists. They becoming its own entity within the industry as a whole. Now, this is why it's been so important. If you as an artist, if you are an artist, to build a following on TikTok. See, TikTok has now came up with this integration to where if you like a song, you can listen to it right then within the app. I'm talking about you hit the button and it goes right to the song. See, there was no integration like that, because once upon a time, you could just hear that little snippet, remember the song, go over to Spotify, then listen to the song. TikTok says we're cutting out the middleman, which is Spotify. Now, with TikTok, you can be a full-fledged artist on the platform. See, remember I told y'all, Spotify said that we're going to figure out ways to consider how see how we can consider you to be an artist. First, you got to get these amount of streams, and then you got to get these amount of listeners to do this and do that, right? In order to get a check. Not over on TikTok. TikTok says that we are going to, you know, if we see you certified as an artist, if we see that you got traction, you can build a fan base, we're going to pay you. You create content, we're going to pay you. See, right now the threshold is that, you know, you need what? 1,000 followers to be able to go live. You need 10,000 to be able to monetize. You need over 20,000 to be able to do certain things on the platform when it comes to being classified in this new beta program to be paid on a different pay scale as other people when it comes to creating your content. Also over there, they give you a tag. They also put your music right there on the page. You can also sell your merch. You can also sell different products. See, TikTok is becoming a one-stop shop for the artist, for the creator, for the entrepreneur as a whole. They're changing the game. And not just that, they are also allowing 10-minute long, you know, you can put up content worth long as 10 minutes. You can also stream on the platform for hours and hours. Listen, they're changing the game. They're making it to the point to where once you hit that app, they don't want you to leave that app. Everything you need is in that app. You can even order food from the app. You see what I'm saying? Like, Facebook, I love y'all. Instagram, I love you too. But TikTok is making it hard for y'all. In case you don't know, at the end of December, this month right here, Facebook is deleting the Instagram and Facebook integration. Yes, if you was communicating with people from Instagram to Facebook or from Facebook to Instagram via Messenger, you would no longer be able to do that after December, after this month, going into 2024. And the reason why, because, you know, like some people was making phone calls, some people was sending messages and things of that nature. Well, there's been new laws that's been passed that says that if this goes on like that, then it's going to be a hefty fine that you're going to have to pay. And I don't think Mark Zuckerberg want to pay any more fines, you know, after losing billions of dollars gambling on this metaverse. So with that being said, Y'all got to pick it up. Y'all got to pick it up, Meta. Y'all know I'm pro. I'm pro Meta. I'm pro Facebook. But goddamn, y'all got to switch out how y'all paying us as well. You see, TikTok is making it to where, listen, you can get paid several different ways. I've counted over on the platform to where there's 10 ways to monetize yourself. Now, 10 different ways to monetize through companies, you know, partnering up with different businesses and brands over on the platform to them paying you themselves. Man, listen, it's several different ways to get paid, and that's the name of the game when it comes to being an independent artist. We're not just sitting around waiting for quarter to quarter or monthly to month, you know, for a streaming check. I hope you're not, because if you are, then you're slipping like a bad transmission. So with that being said, do your research like I done mine and see what's going on over on TikTok and see why I'm so enthusiastic in bringing you this story about the selected few that's making a way for the majority like you. Y'all stay tuned, man. It's your man Casino Roulette. I'm taking my own advice and I'm listening twice. So do like I do. Implement the things that I tell you, and you'll get the results that I'm getting just like that. Look, moving right along, man. Something else that came up on my radar. Now listen, we talk about how we like for our artists to keep it real, right? We talk about how, you know, like this artist said that, and I believe it. You know, this artist was doing that, and I believe it. Well, in that context, listen, this is how things go. It's entertainment. When you see Denzel Washington, that's one of the main things that they say, right? When you see Denzel Washington, you don't think that he's really that police from Training Day. You don't think that he's really that old man on Fences. You don't think that he's that dude in Equalizer, right? When you see Denzel, you see Denzel. Well, a lot of artists has now came out and said, listen, when you see me, you see the entertainer. Don't just, you know, look at me as this or look at that. You know, look at me as the individual. Don't see the entertainer. See the individual like you do anybody else, right? A lot of artists has been catching flack, you know, when it comes to lyrics. Case in point, Young Thug, YSL, court case and all this, right? And not just Young Thug, it's been several artists that's been persecuted or prosecuted when it comes to their lyrics. So saying that, I caught something from what's the name of the show? King Charles. I saw something on King Charles with the brother Fat Joe. And Fat Joe has been in the headlines when it comes to, you know, saying some things that people felt as if he could have kept to himself. Especially the homie from the projects, Parlay. Parlay heard that Fat Joe said that they robbed their song Lean Back and he went left instead of falling back. You feel me? Like Parlay went left and told him, look, man, we from the South. We don't jack shit from up North because we don't listen to up North. Y'all come down South and steal our flavor, take it up North and put y'all twang to it and say y'all was the ones who created it. So Parlay went left. Saying that to say, man, I saw Fat Joe on King Charles' show. And Fat Joe had this to say, man. Fat Joe admits to lying in almost 95% of songs. Fat Joe admits to lying in almost 95% of songs. It's not actually all the way up. Lying in 95% of his songs. Now, I don't know how to take this. How do you take this? But saying that to say, as an artist myself, I've always prided myself on writing and reciting my own experiences. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I write and recite what's in my head, not somebody else's stories, not fictitious stories. But this is real life events. You understand what I'm saying? Real life emotions I pull, you know, from within. But hearing Fat Joe say that 95% of his raps has been lies, it kind of made me feel a certain type of way. Because being who I am and doing it the way that I've been doing it for the years that I've been doing it, I feel robbed. I feel like, God damn, if I just say anything, then maybe I could have been, you know, bigger than what I am now. If I chose to just write what I thought that people wanted to hear, then maybe I would, you know, but then again, I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person, like, it is what it is. You get what you get. Whether you like it or you don't like it, these are my experiences. And I'm just reciting it because it makes me feel better. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's therapy for me. I'm not doing this, you know, because I understand that there's power in words. I understand that, you know, when we say things as artists, a lot of the fans don't understand that it's art. And a lot of them try to imitate the art. Now, if they're going to imitate the art and you just saying anything, then that means you got them just doing anything. You feel me? Because they imitating and emulating what you are saying on record. Fat Joe admits to lying in almost 95% of songs. It's not actually all the way up. Joey Crack comes as fellow MC Young Thug lyrics has been entered as evidence against him in trial. Fat Joe, a.k.a. Joey Crack, a.k.a. Joey Crack the Dunn, a.k.a. Dunn Cartagena, a.k.a. Cook Coke Crack, built a career and image on his dexterous flow and brutally tough lyrics. But hip-hop, as we're reminded on this, its 50th anniversary, is an art form, and Joey Crack was lying his ass off. The 53-year-old rapper sat down with Gayle King and Charles Barkley on the premiere episode of their far too cheekily named show, King Charles, to discuss the case against Young Thug in which his lyrics are being used as evidence against him. I've been rapping professionally for over 30 years. I've lied in almost 95% of my songs, Fat Joe said. I'm being honest. I write like I feel that day. I'm just being creative. You couldn't build a jail high enough for the lyrics I said on songs, which are all untrue. Listen, this is what he said. He has a point. Take, for instance, one of the Cook Coke Crack verses from the classic Twins, a mic-torturing duet with the late great rapper Big Pun. We lock towns like rounds in chambers. Boogie down major like nine. I bust mines every time. Plus, I'm the crime boss of New York, where we talk to walk the walk, and all my niggas carry chalk and stalk our prey like a predator. Whoever want it, go and get it. Said it, baby, and I'm a barrier. As the crime boss of New York alone, he would be facing multiple charges or, at the very least, a position in the mayor's office. Then there's the origin of Fat Joe's nickname, well, one of his nicknames, as he recently explained in a tweet. They call me Joey Crack, because the crack of my ass show whenever I stood up. Girls in my hood gave me the name, he said. It was never because of the drug crack. God is great. No, Fat Joe emphasizes the word between fat, I'm a crack. Joe and Joe, family man Cartagena. What I am is, I am a family man. Someone who gives back to his community all the time, he said on King Charles. I opened up businesses in my community so the music would never amount to the actual Joseph Cartagena. Someone actually facing multiple charges. Young Thug has been in prison since May 2022, accused of racketeering and gang conspiracy. On November the 9th, an Atlanta judge ruled in a controversial decision that a 32-year-old rapper's lyrics could be used against him as evidence in a trial. What seems even more horrible is the district attorney They know those lyrics aren't real, Fat Joe said. They know that that's creativity, but if it helps their case, they'll use it to put the guys in jail anyway. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. Long story short, Fat Joe is saying in his latter years, he feel like he want to tell y'all the truth about his music. In his latter years, he said he's a 50-some-year-old, you know, man, a family man. And listen, hold on, before you say anything, I agree with that notion, Fat Joe. You know what I mean? Like being a family man, you know, contributing to your community, putting the unity back in the community, and just playing defense, no longer playing offense. I commend you. Double hand salute, Fat Joe. But what troubles my spirit is that he profited from lying to us. He profited and tore down communities with his music in his youth, but now trying to fix it in his latter years. Like they say, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a grown person, I put away my childish things. I get that. It just fucked me up on the inside to know that 95% of the music that we listened to that came from Fat Joe was bullshit. Damn, man. I know a lot of the people, I know a lot of the people that listen to Fat Joe is like, what the fuck did he say that for? You know what I mean? Like, even if it's true, what the fuck did he say that for? Crazy, Fat Joe. But, I mean, listen, Young Thug them, whatever they going through, however, whatever, you know, if it's law, if it's God's will, they'll make it through. And if not, then, you know, it is what it is. You know, like, when you got opportunity to change your life, change your life. Don't straddle the fence. We talked about this. We talk about this a lot. Listen, man, I remember I was out there in the streets. But when I chose to hop on the sidewalk, people were telling me, you ain't no street nigga no more. You soft. Call me everything in the book. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, nobody ever put their hands on me. See, this is the thing about getting older. As I get older, I like to play defense now instead of offense. You won't hear me attacking nobody. You won't hear me talking down on nobody for no reason. Because I understand just as quick as I can put my tongue on them, somebody can put their tongue on me and cut me with the words. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. Sticks and stone may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So I'm going to play defense, never offense. And with that being said, Fat Joe, like I say, double hand salute on the changes you made as a father, as a husband, as, you know, just a overall community person. But nonetheless, this is why it's so important for us not to put so much in these artists, not to put so much in these celebrities, because at the end of the day, we regular people. They just like us. You just like me. I'm just like you. So let's appreciate the things that's in front of us, the people that's around us, because we following fictitious words, and sometimes it leads us to our demise. You feel me? So I ain't gonna hold on to that too much longer. I'm gonna move right along. But that was Fat Joe. Now listen. Last Thursday, you know, I spoke on the brother C. Murder. You know, I spoke on how his appeal was turned down and how it seems like that's his final destination. And with that being said, I saw something in the headlines that sunk to the pit of my stomach. And when I say it sunk to the pit of my stomach, because realization sets in. And when realization sets in, people start to do what's best for them. And if you've ever been incarcerated for any amount of time, then you understand what I'm saying. When things happen, when you locked up, It happens to you. But it don't happen to the people that's out in the free world. See, the people in the free world, their life keep going on when yours is on a standstill. And when yours is on a standstill, sometimes you expect those people that's in the free world to put their life on hold for you too. And when they don't do it according to how you want them to do it, sometimes you get upset and be like, oh, fuck you, go about your life. Leave me alone. I could do this time by myself. And when you say those words, sometimes people take them to heart and move right along. And then you sit back and you be like, damn, I wish I didn't say that. But it'd be too late. So saying that to say, I don't know if this is the case or that was the case, but nonetheless, when I saw this, I said, hey, man, let it go. Monica wants folks to stop mentioning C. Murder. Monica wants folks to stop mentioning C. Murder. Now, when we think of C. Murder, we think of Monica. When we think of Monica, we think of C. Murder. We've done that for some years, right? We've done that for some years because they wanted us to do that. But now she's saying that she wants us to stop mentioning C. Murder when we mention her name. She says the reason why is because she's moved on. And she wants everybody else to do the same as she has. Move on. Stop mentioning Monica and C. Murder. Well, I want to tell y'all exactly what was said because I don't want to put no words in the Queen's mouth. I want to, you know, say it verbatim the way that it came from the headlines. So with that being said, let's get into this right quick, y'all. Monica spoke out about her breakup with C. Murder just over a month ago after going public with her new relationship on Instagram. I got my heart broken again, and that's okay. I've learned yet another valuable lesson, she wrote, as shared by Gossip of the City. I went through it, got over it, now I can laugh about it. Monica has clearly moved on from the split, and she urges everyone else to do the same. Adding, life continues. I feel great that through it, he has representation to one day be free. Let's move forward, y'all. One telltale sign of Monica moving forward came in late October when Chris Brown's manager, Anthony Wilson, posted a photo of them with the caption, "Happy birthday, babe." To which she replied, "Thank you, my love. You've treated me like every day was my birthday." According to Essence, rumors of a relationship started back in June when she was accompanied by Wilson for her son Romello's basketball game. C. Murder is currently serving a life sentence for his alleged role in the fatal shooting of 16-year-old Steve Thomas in 2002. He has undergone repeated attempts to overturn his murder conviction, including a claim that previously scrapped DNA findings would prove his innocence. His latest petition was denied by the federal judge last week as reported by the source. Now, can you blame her? Can you blame her for going on with her life? Knowing that he has a life sentence, knowing that he was just denied a new trial, you know, it's kind of hard to expect her to stick around. It's hard for the simple fact of she's a young woman. She's beautiful. She's a star. She's got wealth, access to wealth. He locked up. He can't do nothing but call her, talk to her. He can't touch her. He can't hold her. He can't comfort her when she need him to. So is she wrong for moving on when she needs emotional support, when she needs physical support, and he can't give that? Is she wrong for moving on when she see that she's getting older? He's getting older. And it looks like they may not see each other in this lifetime again in the free world. Is she wrong for moving on? I think not. I think not. Being realistic, she deserves happiness just like anybody else. She deserves to be loved just like everybody else. So I'm not going to drop down on Monica. I'm going to say, hey, the man she with last night, you know what I'm saying? The man she's with is the manager of the brother with the same last name as mine, Chris Brown. So am I a hater? No. And in case y'all didn't know, Monica is my cousin. You feel me? So I could never be a hater on family, baby. So Monica, do your thing. Congratulations on your new relationship. And I hope that this brother treats you the way you want to be treated. And it seems as if he is doing that. So I don't have nothing else to say but salute, double hand to you and your new man. And with that being said, that's the perfect segue for me to just talk a little shit. Listen, ladies, let me put a bug in your ear. If you with a man and he's taking care of you and he treating you the way you want to be treated, and something happens to the fact to where he gets incarcerated. Now, as long as it's not on his own accord, because shit happens. You understand what I'm saying? But not in, long as it's not to the point to where it's a situation that could have been avoided, but yet it still, it happened, and that person now has to suffer the consequences and want you to suffer along with them, don't be no fool, baby. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for real, if it's nothing there before he go in, it's going to be nothing there when he come out. And if he has a life sentence, that's going to be a long, hard road. So what I'm saying is pick your partners wisely, ladies. Nowadays, so much is going on. So many brothers is losing their lives, becoming incarcerated, you know, straddling the fence on the DL and things of that nature to the point to where, ladies, finding a good man is hard. But when you finally find that man, treat him like he's somebody. Because what you giving out going to be reciprocated. And if it's all about money, eventually it's going to fall apart. If it's all about lust, eventually it's going to fall apart. But if you start with an open mind and an open heart and you see something there, don't listen to nobody else. Because misery loves company. They only telling you to do what they won't do or to do what they didn't do. You understand what I'm saying? So pick your partners right, ladies. Fellas, pick your partner right. It's a whole lot of hoes that y'all trying to make into housewives. And you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I don't care. Look at what Joe Smith is going through. He tried to turn a hoe into a housewife. And when the chips was down, when he lost his money, she went back to what she knew, which was hoeing. Listen, man. Be smart. Pick your partner wisely. You feel me? And with that being said, y'all, that's me talking my shit. Look, I need y'all to do me a favor. Do me a solid. You feel me? Follow me over on TikTok. We got 23.3 thousand followers, 466.7 thousand likes. What I've been noticing is this, ladies and gentlemen. The math is not mathing on a lot of these promotional things that people are supposed to use as promotion. But when you somebody like myself and you can see through the fluff, you know the math is not mathing. A lot of these wrap it ups, you know what I mean, when it comes from the Spotify and stuff like that, a lot of people got millions of streams and only a few hours of plays. The math is not mathing. A lot of people have thousands of monthly listeners but their streams don't add up. The math is not mathing. What that tells me is that y'all are still buying your numbers. But come 2024, they gonna close that. They gonna close that door. So do what's right. Figure this thing out, man. I ain't got all the answers, but I can help you get further than where you at. So if you need consultation, hit me up. It's only $50 an hour. You know what I'm talking about? Well, no, excuse me, $50 for 30 minutes, $75 an hour, excuse me. But listen, man, my consultation and conversation will help you get further than where you at, I guarantee. And if it don't, I'll give you your money back. That's me. That's me, money back guarantee. If I can't help you, you can have your $75 back. It ain't that. Small thing to a giant, I ain't lying. But look, do me a favor also, after you follow me on TikTok, just move right on over to Instagram. We got motion, y'all. 41,600 followers, excuse me, not likes. 2,779 posts. 1,537 people I'm following myself. I will follow you too. All you got to do is follow me and hit me in the DM and say, hey, Cino, man, show me some love and follow me. And I'll follow you back. And also, follow me over on Threads, y'all. Y'all see what my name is? At Casino Roulette over on Threads. Follow me on Threads. I don't know what they are doing on that platform yet. But, you know, I want my numbers to be up. So that way, when the monetization becomes a conversation on that platform, I will be partaking in it. So follow me over on Threads in case you are not. But look, check this out, man. I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm going to fold y'all. I got some things to do, but I wanted to bring that information to y'all. I love y'all. This right here is what I do every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. This is the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called the B-Side, goddammit. And look, I appreciate y'all. If you want to buy stars on the live video or on, you know, after we go live, you can still buy stars. All of my videos, you can buy stars. Support me because what I'm doing is using that to create better content for you. It's not just going in my pocket. Nah, I'm reinvesting, buying more cameras, I'm buying more lights, I'm buying more computers. Everything that I do to make it better for you. So however, whatever, whenever, we also take contributions. You feel me? Like you can donate through PayPal, you can donate right here through Facebook Pay, or you can hit me in the Cash App, $ Casino Roulette. However, whatever you can do to support that show, to help us grow, we'll appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. Listen, man, my baby girl got 30,000 views on her Thanksgiving video. And listen, we've been getting crazy requests via Instagram for her to come back for a Christmas video. So y'all already know we in the lab working. She is ecstatic, can't wait. So y'all stay tuned. We got more. We coming through. Hey man, it's your man Casino Roulette. Without y'all, there is no me. I'll be back this Thursday to do what I do. Dirty Thursday. And you never know who I might bring, what I might say, or what I might do. So you got to tune in. You feel me? Once again, it's your man Casino Roulette. That's $ROULETTE. After me, there'll be no other. Word to my mama and my two brothers. I'm up out of here, y'all. I'll be back Thursday, though. You feel me?
Millions of dollars was on my mind at that time. I was dead broke. There was no time to relax, go hang out, party. No, I was broke. I needed millions. I saw, even when I had negative money in my account, which was very often, I saw millions in my future. I wanted safety, comfort, security, ease, no more stress. Tired of watching people stress. Tired of watching people scrape and pawn just to pay this. And I was tired of that. Tired of being that myself.